The Ford dealers and the Lincoln Mercury dealers of America bring you Bob Crosby and his Bobcats, Jerry Sullivan, the town criers, and Ford's comedy favorite for tonight, Victor Borga. And here is Bob Crosby.
Thank you. Here's one of my favorite old favorites. It had to be you, and I do mean you.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you.
Some others I've seen might never be mean,
might never be cross or try to be boss. They wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss. They wouldn't do,
for nobody else gave me a thrill.
With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you.
It had to be you.
This is Bob Crosby, neighbors, with the Bobcats, the town criers, Larry Keating, our Ford comedy favorite for this Wednesday, that great Danish pianist and comedian Victor Borga, and our charming chanteuse, Miss Jerry Sullivan. Enjoying the summer, Jerry?
Sure am, Bob. But gee, you know, I envy the way you get around with your band. Stanford University, San Diego, Treasure Island.
Well, don't forget Balboa Beach.
Is it fun down there?
Huh?
You know, I heard they roll up the streets at 10 o'clock.
They can't. There are too many people sleeping on them.
Say, Bob, did you do any sailing at Balboa?
Yes, Larry. A friend of mine has a boat. And we went on some long fishing trips.
Gee, it must take a lot of preparation to stock a boat for a long cruise. For instance, what about water?
I've never sailed a boat in anything else.
I was talking about drinking water.
Oh, drinking water. I've never sailed a boat in drinking water.
Bob, something tells me you're not much of a man on the high seas.
I couldn't be, Larry. I'm a baritone. Jerry Sullivan takes care of any high seas around here. But I don't think there are any in Night and Day.
There are two.
I see. You sing. Take it, Jerry.
Night and Day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun, whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? in the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh, such a hunger burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and night.
Oh, that was really wonderful, Jerry, wonderful. And now here's Larry Keating with an interesting observation.
Thanks, Bob. What I wanted to say was simply this. One of my greatest pleasures lies in meeting and observing men and women with an inherent sense of good taste. You know, good taste is one of those intangible things, but very, very important. It's an appreciation of the things that make life rich and satisfying. It's a desire for gracious living, for a really distinctive way of life. And you can see it most clearly reflected in the possessions that people of taste really cherish.
I agree with you, Larry, but go ahead.
Well, you know, Bob, I'm thinking of a wonderful example and expression of fine taste. The new Lincoln car. There's a car that really represents a way of life, a distinctive kind of living. That new 1946 Lincoln seems to say to all the world, nothing could be finer. Its long flowing look, its spacious interiors, rich with new luxurious fabrics and tasteful fittings, its really great performance, its traditional Lincoln precision. All these qualities help make the Lincoln the truly fine car of the fine car field. But also, they bespeak the fact that the men and women who own Lincoln cars are people of discrimination and exquisite taste. People who know and enjoy gracious living. See the new Lincoln at your Lincoln dealers. Think of it on the highway. Beautiful, eager, reflecting every moment the distinction of your way of life. Yes, see the new Lincoln, and you'll agree nothing could be finer.
Ford's fine young quartet, the Town Criers, revive a timely old favorite, By the Sea.
By the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rollin' in, we will duck or swim, then float and pool around the water, over and under and then up for air. Paw is rich, ma is rich, why do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea. Be careful when you slide till you get to know the tide beside the sea. By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, you and me, how happy we'll be
when each wave comes a-rolling in. We can duck or swim,
and we'll fool around the water, over and under and up for air. Paw is rich,
Mama's rich, what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the sea, beside the seaside, the beautiful seaside. I'll be on the glad side, beside the beautiful sea.
Jerry, don't you sometimes wonder what it was like at the beach 30 years ago?
Yeah, Bob, tell me about it.
20 years ago, when after waiting for an hour and a half for his gal to come out of the bathhouse, she finally shows up and says...
Like my new bathing suit?
Isn't it a little daring?
Why?
Only four skirts and no stockings. Aren't you afraid?
Afraid of what?
Getting your ankles sunburned.
Well, maybe it will make you pay some attention to me. You're looking at every girl on the beach.
Well, don't worry, dear. You're the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
Really, Robert? Even prettier than that blonde over there?
Uh-oh, I didn't see her.
Oh, Bob, when you talk like that, you make me so unhappy. I feel so all alone and blue.
Well, step into my office.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue.
Your fears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, darling, I'm in love with you.
Every cloud must have a silver lining.
Wait until the sun shines through.
Just smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't you be blue.
All your fears are foolish fancy, maybe.
Why, you know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining.
Wait until that sun shines through.
And smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear.
Or else I shall be melancholy.
Jerry and I stand aside now for our Ford comedy favorite, who takes pride in the knowledge that people laugh when he sits down at the piano. I'm speaking of that delightfully different Danish comedian, my friend Victor Borge. Hi, Vic.
Thank you, and thank you, Bob. Or as they say in Denmark, goddag, goddag, du gamle gæl, kom her, og sæt dig ned.
Well, why do they say that in Denmark?
Because they can't speak English.
You know, since I last saw you, Victor, you've had a tremendously successful concert tour. I hope that success hasn't changed you. You're not getting conceited.
Of course not, Bob. Success hasn't changed me one bit. I was always conceited.
Oh.
Even when I was a little boy back in Denmark.
Say, you're always talking about Denmark. So give me a little data about Denmark, will you? What's the population of Denmark?
Yeah, before I left or after?
Now.
Well, I'm not there now, but let me see. I should know. I was born. Now, let me see. Denmark. Mr. and Mrs. Hansen. That was the daughter. There was three. Then was the Jensens. Mm-hmm. There were two. That makes it five. Then there was the... Oh, yeah, the Hartmans. There were seven of them. But they came to America about 12 years ago.
We forget that.
So, no, we have to deduct seven from the five we had before. Let me see. Oh. Well, we can't do that. Well, it's a very small country, as a matter of fact. See, everybody live in houses in Denmark.
Yeah?
Sure. If they step out of the house, it's in Sweden.
Well, let's forget about Sweden, Victor, and talk about you. You know, you're an accomplished pianist and composer.
Thank you.
Maybe you can give me some advice. You know, I've always wanted to compose myself.
Go ahead. Compose yourself. I'll wait.
But, Victor, seriously, I've always admired the old masters. Beethoven's 6th, Shostakovich's 7th.
Oh, I love Tommy Manville's 8th.
Lovely.
Well, it's too bad, Bob, but no composer alive today is like the old masters.
Why not?
They're all dead.
Oh.
But they compose so easily. Their inspiration came from their hearts. Take Verdi, for instance. His came from the stomach. He loved spaghetti. All he had to do was eat spaghetti, and he has his inspiration for the Anvil Chorus.
Anvil Chorus.
By eating spaghetti. Oh, that was a little meatball. Now, for instance, Johann Strauss.
Johann Strauss.
He was eating cherries, and when he spit out the pits, he got the inspiration for the Blue Danube. His famous walk, you know. That's all. See, they both died.
Well, Victor, now I understand perfectly how the old masters composed their music.
You do? Who told you?
Well, you just told me.
Did I? Well, don't pay any attention to that.
Well, what I want to really know is, how could a guy like me go about composing a great work today?
Very simple, Bob. Just do what I'm going to do now. Get a pile of music and a pair of scissors, like I have here right in front of me. Now, can anybody here mention a couple of composers that I can get the inspiration from?
How about Tchaikovsky?
Tchaikovsky, all right. We have him right here. Write that down. Tchaikovsky. Anybody else?
Chopin.
How do you spell that? All right. Next.
Schubert.
Schubert. Okay.
Rachmaninoff.
Who?
Rachmaninoff.
Yeah, Strauss. Another one?
Shostakovich.
What was that?
Shostakovich.
Shostakovich.
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment. Hey, how do you spell S? Well, here it is, anyway. Well, I think we have enough. We have first Tchaikovsky. Now, let's see if we can find him. Here he is, right here. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Now, let's see what he has done, what we don't know. Oh, this is a beautiful one.
My battle, sing it.
Oh, good. This one will never be popular. So let's take the next one. Now we have here Schubert. Schubert. You know, he was the fellow who died just before he unfinished his last symphony. Poor fellow. Now let's see. Here we have the Serenade. That's a good one. I will take a few bars of that one. Cut it out. Let's see. Trim the rest a little bit. That's too long. That's it. Now let's see. The next one we need now is Rachmaninoff. Let's see. Sergeant Rachmaninoff. Too much bebop. Let's see something else. No? Chopin! Ah, this beautiful Chopin, you know. You like his polonaises, you know, these beautiful gay polonaises by Chopin. Mr. and Mrs. Chopin from the picture of the same name. Here's one. Let's see.
No good.
Too jivey. That's too jivey. Strauss. That's a good one. Just a minute. Well, that's what it says. Oh, I'm sorry, I have the music upside down. That's enough of that. Now we'll take a few bars of that. I won't even cut it. I'll just tear it off. Oh, I lost one. Just a minute. Here's a little C sharp. With a bang on it. Now we have it. Now we have the Serenade by Schubert and the Blue Danube by Strauss. We will now put them together. Play them as a waltz and call it the Blue Serenade Danube by Strubert.
That's really wonderful, Victor Borga. Thank you. Say, Larry, if A is for April and August, and J is for June and July, what is M for, Larry?
Not what you think.
No?
M is for more, and M is for mercury, and M is for money. And when you put them all together, you get more of everything you want with mercury. It's more car for the money.
Come now, Larry. More style?
More style, more comfort, more mileage.
M is for mileage, too?
More storage space, more room, more convenience, more luxury, more roadability. More get up and go.
Any more mo's?
Plenty more mo's with Mercury. It's a beauty, the new 1946 Mercury, and lots more satisfying in every way with more improvements than would ordinarily be included in yearly models. So, the more you examine the new Mercury, the more you're convinced that you get more of everything you want with Mercury.
Why don't you surrender? How long can your lips live without a kiss? Surrender, I beg you, surrender. How long can your heart resist? I'll bring you a love you can cling to, a love that won't be untrue. So please be tender and sweetheart, surrender and love me as I love you.
Thank you, folks. A lovely number, Surrender. Well, neighbors, that winds things up this Wednesday. Next week, we'll be back at the same time with Jerry Sullivan, Larry Keating, the Town Criers, and the Bobcats. And our Ford comedy favorite will be the inimitable comedian, Miss Vera Vey. Don't forget Vera next Wednesday. And don't forget that tomorrow, we celebrate the right to celebrate. And we have cause to this year. No matter what shortages you may be experiencing, we're still much, much better off than any nation on earth. So think of others less fortunate and try to avoid wasting food. Cooperate in all national and local projects to send food to the starving millions of the world. It's a way of keeping peace. Good night, everybody.
Join us again next Wednesday, friends, when the Ford dealers and the Lincoln Mercury dealers of America bring you Bob Crosby, the Bobcats, the Town Criers, Jerry Sullivan, and our guest, the scintillating and vivacious Vera Vague, for a return engagement. Larry Keating speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.